Y'all don't even have to get real comfortable because this is not going to take a whole long time. So I'm going to begin by this afternoon by reading from Galatians. I'm going to read Galatians 6 and verse 10. It says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." We're going to talk about, just for a few minutes, about helping others. Something I really enjoy doing. I really enjoy to help others. It has at times gotten me in trouble because there's been times that my wife had stuff planned for me and I have this other problem. I can't say no when somebody asks me to help. So, of course, I'd tell them yes and I'd get in trouble because it run into the time I was supposed to be doing stuff with Rhonda. But I've gotten a little bit better as I've got older to try to manage my time better. But I really do enjoy helping others. I think as a Christian, that's something that's really important, that we should help each other. And I'm preaching to the choir here. This congregation is really good about helping each other and helping others. But I think it's one of the very important works that we have as Christians, that we need to help each other and help those in need. I've been really blessed with the job that I've got. I have a lot of time off, and I've been able to go on mission trips. I've been to a foreign mission trip one time, and I've gone to the Gulf Coast several times, which is something I really enjoyed. But you know, we're not all able to undertake mission trips, but there are a whole lot of other deeds that we're able to do here just in our own communities and with our own friends and family. If you just bear with me, I want to read from Matthew 25 verses 31 through 46 a little bit about what Jesus says about helping others. It says, "When the Son of Man," beginning in verse 31, "comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him. He will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?' And the king will answer and say to them, 'Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me.' Then he will also say to those on his left hand, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in, naked, and you did not clothe me, sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they will also answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked, or sick or in person, and did not minister to you?' Then he will answer them, saying, 'Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." So we see that Jesus is rewarding those when he talks about feeding the hungry, giving the thirsty a drink, tending the sick. These are rewarded for doing this. And it's such a simple thing to help those in need. And then we also see the consequences of not helping. And it says also that when you did this to one of these, you're doing this to me. So when we help others, in a sense, we're helping Jesus. This day and time especially, I know that we're a lot of times, and I know I've heard David talk about doing this a bunch, helping those that he's seen on the side of the road or at gas stations or just random people that he didn't know that would ask for help, and he's giving them help. And we are, in our society today, we're all a little bit cautious and nervous about doing that. But then on the other hand, we have to think about, you know, this could be one of those opportunities, and if we pass it up, one day we might be asked, Jesus might ask us, "Why did you not feed me when I was hungry, thirsty? No, you didn't give me a drink or clothe me." So we need to be real, real conscious, real careful about doing these things, because at the end of Matthew 25, we see what happened to those that did not do did not help others, and when they had needs, it says they will go away into the eternal punishment, and the righteousness will go into eternal, but the righteous will go into eternal life. So we need to do our best to help each other, help those in our community, and just, you know, I know on the others, we just have to kind of use our judgment and our sense. We just have to be careful, but whenever we have the chance to help others in need, we really need to try and do that whenever we have that opportunity. And then closing, the last part of Galatians 6:10 says to especially help those who belong to the family of believers. When we talk about the family of believers, we're talking about our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we need to be sure that we're helping our own family. You know, how can we help others if we can't help our own family? And like I said, in our congregation, that's not an issue because we are really good about helping each other. But the main thing about helping others, too, is we need to think about the image that we put forth. When others see us helping people, it might just make them a little bit curious about us and want to know more about us and our belief in Jesus and the Bible. And that might help us bring other souls to Christ. And that's the greatest help that we can give anyone, is bringing a lost soul to Jesus. This evening, just the little time we've got left, as we always do, I want to offer an invitation. I know it's already been once this morning, and I'm sure that the majority of everyone here is Christians, but invitation is not just for those that need to be baptized. It is also a time of invitation for those who might have troubles in their life, have sins they need to repent of, or just might be a time that you might need for us to pray for you or some of your family or friends that might be have troubles going on in their life. And we invite you to do all these things, if that need be, while we stand and sing.